everyone, and welcome back to our Favorite Things podcast. My name is Tiesa, and I'll be your host for this lovely episode. Joining me, as usual, is my beautiful friend and co-host.
Mophie, hi to people.
How are you all doing? If you're new here, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. And if not, welcome back. If you haven't already, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, or there at Our Favorite Things, and that's favorite with a U. You can subscribe, leave us a rating and a review, tell us how much you love the podcast. We'd really appreciate hearing from you guys. You can also find our episodes on Anchor, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. We're there at Our Favorite Things. Okay, let's get into the episode. Mophie, how are you doing? How's your week been?
Wow, I'm doing okay, guys. I'm chilling. Chilling is a nice way to put how my week has been going. But on one end, it's been just ridiculously busy and exhausting on a work front. Literally, I'm like by like if I'm not crying by the end of the day, I'm like this was an okay day. If tears have not been shed. And that's when you just know, like, work right now is so toxic for
For a
lots
lot
and
of
lots of
reasons.
people. For many people and for many, like, Black folks, work is a very toxic place to be at right now. It's so bad. Anyway, so there's that piece of things. But there's also, like, I got to hang out with a lot of my friends this weekend. And just like chill, and that was also really nice. So I think as of this is Sunday, so as of Sunday evening, I'm feeling slightly valid. Wow, I say that and I'm like, girl, you're
You're
lying.
like, I
But
can't even get the word balance
I
out.
feel
They
okay. I feel okay. I'm okay. You know, there's a Beyoncé lyric in. Oh fuck, I don't know what song it is. I have to think, but there's a Beyoncé lyric that says like every day above ground. Like every day, and I say this to people and they actually think I'm being like joking. I'm joking a little bit, but like every day we wake up, we're alive, we're breathing. And then there's many caveats I want to put to this, but it's like in like it's so stressful, but you know, as Black folks, just surviving this and persisting. Like that on one level is like we have to give ourselves that perspective because it's so
It's
hard.
so
And
hard.
you know, yeah, so yeah, Beyoncé lyric for y'all. Yeah, so that's how I'm doing. And what, sorry.
No, I was just trying to remember the song. I was like, no, tell me, I'll know the song. And it's like, I remember exactly what part in Black is King has that lyric that comes up, but why do I not remember what song
I
was
think it's
playing?
Mood Forever. I think it's Mood Forever. I
Is it
think
Mood
it's when
Forever?
it, yeah, that's what I'm picturing. But
Why am I picturing bigger? All right,
possibly.
one of us is right. Google will answer that at
Yeah,
some point.
exactly. Wow. Clearly we're not deep members of the
Of the
beehive right
beehive,
here.
but at least we said beehive, not beehive. Okay, so I'll give us points for that.
Exactly, but Beyonce has been keeping me going all week, to be fair. So I guess I can say I'm doing okay. All things are okay.
Well, that's good. You guys should see Mophie right now. She's glowing. So like really at this point, she's really doing okay. Well, same. I'm doing okay. I have like my week was a little bit quiet. So not super busy, thank God, because like I feel like my work ebbs and flows, and when it's busy, it's like it's gross. It's like I want to pull out my hair at the end of the day, halfway through the day. Like it's very annoying. But anyway, same feels. I went out for a picnic yesterday, and I'm about to go out for another one today. And I'm just like, who am I going out on back-to-back weekend days? Like that's not something I do. But anyway, the weather is nice here. We're having like a heat wave, so I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I wanted to say, I've been loving seeing people finding different ways to like enjoy themselves in quarantine. Like, what, people are just going on casual boat rides now? I've been seeing this a lot with people I follow who are in Canada, just renting boats and going out. I'm sorry, is this something that, us regular people can do, or is it the premium expense?
I same questions over here, sis, because in the said Canada I live, and that does not look like my reality. So can someone tell me?
Can someone like point us in the right direction? I think for me, that's all, that's the thing I miss about like living somewhere like Miami. Not that I would have possibly been on a boat, but like just being close to water. I think like that's another good way to be out, be on the beach, man. The beach, people crowd the beach, but like, yeah, be able to be on the water, things like that. But yeah.
I mean, that has been what was interesting to me on a level of access, because seeing like quarantine and this time has really shown how much important it is to have access to things,
Access,
to be able to have fun in a in a secluded type of in like in your own private space. Not everybody has the luxury and the ability to do that, because people like need to maybe go to the beach or go to the lake, and that spot is
It's
crowded.
crowded.
Whereas people can rent a boat, or you can rent a patio space, or whatever that looks like, to have. And sorry, we've been talking about like last podcast we talked about this as well, but
Yeah.
in a way that might present as being safe and social distancing, because you're on this boat, you're in this private space. But other folks that maybe don't have that same access, it might be positioned as if these are the people that are making us get COVID. So there's this false sense of safety that's being afforded to people that have that can afford to either like social distance, where like how are you really socially
Social
distancing
distancing, you're not. You invite 10 of your friends who you don't know where they've been. But yeah, you guys are on a boat though.
Yeah, so I think there's that piece too, and not absolving like either of us, but like there's that piece of what that looks like, and how and how like this COVID has really shown and really continues to put the space between like being able to afford things, being able to like for things being accessible, and for whom,
For
right?
whom? Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's like life is just being lived so differently. Like I'm planning my birthday in a month, right? And for me, I know the exact number of people that I want to come. And what I plan to send out on the invite is to tell people to please quarantine before, 2 weeks before. Because don't come here under the pretense of like we're going to social distance. Like everybody's going to arrive with a mask, and 2 minutes later those masks are going to come off. So like, can we all just, like let's try as much as possible to not have contact with other people so that we can have contact with ourselves. Other, if you're not willing to do that, then it's okay not to come. But just needing to do that in itself for me, it's like, man, everything just looks so different. Everything like there's just that extra step that you have to think about. And anyway, I
So
guess it
are
could be
you going
worse.
to give people an option to like decline your birthday invitation
Yes,
offer?
I'm going to give them an option to decline. Because also, if you're even like, if you even like breathe a cough, like please don't come. Because it's like, as much as I want us to have fun, I don't want the next week somebody wakes up with like a really bad headache and somebody falls sick, like just because I wanted to celebrate my birthday in my backyard. Like, I mean, it's, I don't think it's worth it. So I will give people the option to decline. It's fine. Like, but yeah. This is what birthdays are going to look like in quarantine. Well, if you celebrate your birthday, I guess. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, Mophie, so you want to take us through your highlights, shall we?
Just for the purpose of everything that's going on, I think it's only fair that my highlight starts with Black is King. And there's no way it would not be on the list of things that I'm talking about,
There's
because
just
I've
no
just
way. There's just no way. And I told Murphy before we started recording that I'm pretty sure we have the same highlights, so it's fine. We'll just spend time talking about them and you've proven me right with your first one.
Funnily enough, I actually wrote the Mood Forever lyric in my notes, so it's actually Mood Forever.
Oh, okay.
Every day above ground is a blessing. It's a blessing. It was the Beyoncé lyric.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what I enjoy about Black is King, is the fact that, you know, like, Beyoncé, I don't know, anyways, there's almost this from what I take, and I guess how I enjoy this her content right now, is the fact that there's almost this journey of talking about Blackness but also personifying it, like, mm-hmm. You are royalty, mm-hmm. You're good, like, mm-hmm. you are all of these things, mm-hmm. as a Black person, as Black people, and mm-hmm. I think, you know, in many ways we're always so seen outside of ourselves,
like we
don't get to just exist and really value ourselves and celebrate Blackness, mm-hmm. and celebrate talent, and that's what I see when I watch Black is King. It's just that notion of, like, I am this person, and I am this gift to myself and by extension to the people around me.
Yeah.
And to my community. So how about that?
How about that? Yo, I felt the same way. Yo, did you take notes during Black is King? Because I felt like, just what you said, like, the whole thing was just affirming me so much. Like, there are so many points where I just felt seen. I felt like I could just, like, say really positive things to myself. And I felt like I could, like, see myself represented as, like, I don't know. So it was, like, really irking me when people were like, oh, like, if you're not people, but, like, I was watching this one video, and the person was like, well, think about it, you know, like, Black is King is trying to represent Africa as this monolith. Like, if you're Nigerian, can you really see yourself in that? And I was like, so the point is here, and you just passed by it, missed it completely. But, like, yeah, Beyoncé is representing this, like, greatness, and she's on top of that telling you, like, you are that greatness. Wow. I mean, I don't... Why are we mad?
Exactly.
Yeah. I love that about it. That's probably my favorite thing about it. Like, I kept pausing to just be like, I need to appreciate this scene. I kept rewinding, like, let's go back to what she said there. Let's go back to how that person, like, looked there or was, like, presented. Mm-hmm. Like, people, like, taking screenshots of the like, film and saying, like, that's me. Like, I worked on that. This piece was mine. And, like, I don't know. That just made me so happy.
And that's another, like, I guess, what makes it feel nice and affirming is seeing that, you know, it's about Beyoncé well enough, but it's mostly about all of these Black artists, mm-hmm. and Black creators that, you know, you get to see yourself even in them. Like, there's many Black folks, many African folks, like, you watch this and you see yourself in all of these people.
Yep.
from the artists to the designers to so much variety, and it's nice. It was really nice. I mean, yeah. I can't help but, like, each time I watch Black is King and I see the end, and it goes, like, dedicated to my son, Sir Carter, and stuff. And then at the bottom, you see, like, and it says, to all our sons and daughters, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, Beyoncé, why you gotta be this person? Like, why? Like, okay, so dedicated to your son. I understand the contextualization of it, especially, right, like, of Black men, in America, and the way Blackness is conceptualized when it comes to, like, in men. But I'm like, I think that can be true, as well as, you know, also, you know, it being, like, Blackness non-gendered. you know, why it gotta be gendered in that way, you know, and stuff like that. So that's just like my, like every time I watch and I get to that part, which is like a lot of times, and I get to the actual end, I'm just like, sis, but
Yeah, representation matters. It's true. And those like those types like that type of messaging is intentional, you know. So yeah.
yeah, and yeah.
I found it interesting that she dedicated it to Sir. I was like, oh, okay, he wasn't in the film. But like, I mean, beyond like knowing, like beyond thinking of it in kind of like a broader context of like, you know, being a black man in America or like raising black children, I was like, ah, you didn't want to dedicate it to, you know, everybody. Not everybody, but like I was surprised she singled out Sir. In my initial like reaction was that she singled out Sir and was
Literally.
like, I'm dedicating it to you. I was like, oh, okay.
Literally, that is just the representation. Not to like, anyways, at me or don't at me, but that is the representation of what it looks like being a like a girl child or a boy child in households. Is that your parents like do this whole project and it's like it's dedicated to my son. But like yeah, my daughters as well though, like
Right,
yeah.
so
But
yeah.
then like
So my housemates and I were actually having a discussion about this, and I was telling her, well, he's the only one who's not in the film, like everyone else is in the film. So is it that like being in like she had to make his explicit because like he's not represented, because every other person is obvious, like you know, Blue shows up so many times and it's like obvious that she was a huge part of it. But then I was like, oh, well, you know, still.
why couldn't he be in the film? Isn't he the
Right,
same
well,
age as the
that's
other
what she said.
baby?
That's what she said, because Rumi was in the film. So that's what she said. She's like, well, but I don't understand why he's not in the film. I was like, girl, you can go ask his mama
He was chilling, did
and go a
nothing,
whole
did no
dedication.
work. Got a whole life education. Let's talk about that. And this is what it
Let's
is.
discuss.
Yo, maybe if there's like if there's a analysis of why Beyonce did that, y'all should hit us up
Yeah, like, do you like what do
at
you
our
guys
safe
think?
pause.
Yeah, on Twitter, Instagram, we'll respond, engaging conversation. But I mean, yeah, I found I just found little to like kind of hold on to be like, yeah, I didn't like that she did this, or I didn't like that she did that. Like, for me, I guess I was just honestly the amount of like just. I was just feeling so much love. I was feeling so appreciated, like as a black person, that like I struggled to kind of like have more negative feelings towards it. And I refuse to like make it about Beyoncé. I mean, first of all, I don't have negative feelings towards Beyoncé. You know how people are always like, oh, Beyoncé, just because Beyoncé did it, you guys are going to like it. Me, I'm looking at the project, and as far as I'm concerned, that project is excellent. Whether, you know, I feel like you can put your feelings about Beyoncé to the side and appreciate that this was really excellent. This was really, really excellent. Yeah.
Flames, did you have any favorite like videos?
That is so cute that you asked that, because that was literally my question for you to ask if any video favorites. I listed mine. Brown Skin
Okay.
Girl for sure. I don't know. I've now watched the film twice, and each time I've been like, sorry, can we go back? Like, I'm starting the game. It was
So
so cute. Like, it was so cute. Wow. I like wished I was in the video. It was so cute.
cute.
Brown Skin Girl, Mood Forever, of course, and Already. Those are my three favorites. Top favorites. I like the whole thing, but yeah.
Yeah, I love the whole thing. Literally, I feel like I'm about to just list
Right, just list
everything.
every song on the album. Like that,
But
the
like,
intro
yeah.
with Bigger was fantastic. Like such a great
Fire.
way to start it.
Yeah, well, first of all, before I talk about new videos, Ambia, she just looks so great.
Why
Like,
does she look so good?
what?
She
Like,
looks so
everything
good.
looks
Every look
very stunning.
killed. Every look killed. And can I just say, like, I'm so happy for my African designers Tongoro Studio, Loza, and all the other ones that I probably don't even know, but shout out to them. Hanifa, I think Hanifa said her work was in it. I think, y'all don't come for me if that's it, if I'm lying, but yeah.
Ask you, facts. But I really love, like, Brown Skin Girl is one that just gets me to cry. Like, literally, I watch
Easily.
Brown Skin Girl and I'm just like in tears. And
Easily.
I was actually going to ask you, maybe, anyways, off on a little like side note,
Tangent.
but I was going to ask you if when you like, was there a difference in when you listened to The Gift as an album and watching Black is King as a
Oh,
movie?
hell yeah. Like, hell yeah. That is just for sure. I feel like the visual album, like, elevated The Gift as an album. Like, even songs that I typically wouldn't, like, I like Bigger, but when I go to listen to the album, I might skip it. Even Find Your Way Back, I might, like, skip it. But now I'm just like, wow, it just gave so much more life to those songs and so much more meaning. Yeah, that's for sure. How about you?
Same, like it, as you said, like it provides different meaning. I think when it when the album came out, there was almost a fixation on like the Afrobeats of it all, and or the lack thereof of other like
Other.
representation of other types of African music, and stuff. And I think that was what I really gravitated to. With The Gift, whereas with Black is King, as you said, it's just it's the message and it's the visual of what the message is, and seeing how it just like it's a story. I mean, that was what that's the whole purpose. But like seeing the storytelling aspect of it as well, and the characterization of the lyrics of her songs, like seeing it play out is so powerful. Like a good transition into like is just thinking of power, like my power. That video is just like the song in itself is so powerful, and then you see all of these women,
You see all of these
and
women.
you're just like, what?
Dude, the whole time I was watching, I was like screeching. I was like, who are all of these beautiful black women? Who are they? Who are they? What? What? I was living. That pregnant woman that was dancing in power gave me so much life.
So much life. Wow, that video is phenomenal. Blue.
Okay.
We talk
Killed
about
it. Can
Blue?
we just talk about Blue?
Wow.
Blue said, yeah, I'm gonna give it 110%. Nah,
Gave
she
you guys
killed
like looks, like
it.
looking through her sunglasses, like her hair, like mouthing the lyrics, like every single thing. She was like, I'm not here to play. Okay.
Play. My mom is Beyonce. What do you think this is? I'm not going to give you mediocre. Sorry, who directed Blue? Or I mean, does she just have, it's just innate? Because,
Seriously.
yeah.
I was reading something that said, and I don't like I forget the source, but I was reading something that said on set, like Blue picks what she wants to be in. Like she'd see maybe like the concept of whatever and then say like, I want to do this. Or like so she's the one that like chooses in a way, and maybe they like or maybe I think maybe in addition to also seeing what like Beyoncé is doing, that also like she's like, okay, I like this, or I don't want to be in this or whatever. So sweet.
So
Wow,
sweet.
she killed it in that video.
She looks so precious. Love. And imagine like having that, like that's just like for like eternity. She's always going to have that project that she worked on with her mom. And I mean, what? Yeah.
So speaking of good segue and made me think about something else is like already like that video is just phenomenal. Like everything about it,
Everything.
I'm gonna have to
Wow.
give props to the Ghanaians because this is the moment, the Shatta Wale moment.
Shatta Wale. Wow. I was like, yes, okay, come through, King. Beyonce said, I'm going to give you guys moves for days. She danced her way like through that video.
She did that thing. And like what it made me think about was Homecoming. So I don't know if anybody remembers, but watching Homecoming, there was kind of a piece where Beyonce was speaking in the background during rehearsals. about how, you know, Black people just have so much like swag and like, you know, like you could almost just hear her reverence of like Black people and
Right.
seeing like the talent that she gets the opportunity to
To
work
work
with and
with.
vice versa as well. But like just talking about how like we're so like talented and just so much swag from our hair to our this to our that. And that was what I saw in already. Like I like in, when I watched it, I was like, Beyoncé is trying to match up to the energy of these people. Like every single person she was in space with there, like it was like they were also influencing the energy. And like she was like, you see all of the Zanku, all of the legwork, everything. Sis was like, I'm going to
She
give
said,
like
I'm going to give
all.
it. Hey.
Because, whoa.
He came and she killed it. And you know the guy who was painted in green, apparently he's a like choreographer in New York. Like, and I'm
Yeah.
just like, this is so great. Like Beyoncé was busy, like, you know, in some shots, kind of like, you know, standing like almost behind him, and like he's really like just there shining. And like you said, she's trying to like match his his energy. And yeah, I was just so impressed. Yeah, already is definitely one of my faves. That was just like excellent. Like, should I say cinematography? Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it was just beautiful to watch. It was beautiful to watch.
Yes, and it just see as you said, it almost like elevated the song as well in my head because now you see all of those images, and like people die for Beyoncé's all of her Zanku legwork and kicks and all the freaking things. People said Burna Boy. I was reading one thing like Burna Boy kick. Is Burna would we say that Burna Boy like that's his like. Did he is that a Burna Boy thing? Is that how you would like identify?
It is not how I would identify, but I guess I can see how people are, because like, you know, he maybe a good thing to say is he like popularized it, because like he even started like doing these like Zanku circles at his concerts. Like it was very synonymous with like a Burna Boy show and Zanku. So to be fair,
Yeah. Okay, really enjoyed that. Really, of course, Mood Forever. That song is 100. Even like,
I'm just trying like not to start singing this song.
I'm crying.
Yo.
Yeah, and for
Yo.
one, JT actually like look good in it as well.
I
Like.
know, I thought so. And I was like seeing some things where people are just like, ugh, Jay-Z. I'm like, oh, wow, Jay-Z like gets a lot of hate, like for his physical looks. And I'm just like, oh, it's not fair. Like I know
Yeah,
Beyonce is like a goddess and everything, but he tries
that's
now. He looked okay. Yeah, he looked nice.
you looked okay, you look
He
good,
looked good,
like
Joe. Pulled up in his Abby, what car was that? He looks good, please. Yes, he looked
sweet.
good. I said what I
That was
said.
one of the very few times that I've seen like Jay-Z like match up in
Match
like
up to
vibes, like
Beyonce.
vibes. Just like this is the energy she's putting out, like unbothered, like fuck this shit type of energy.
She said, babe, please like come correct.
Like,
You see
not
blue? Do you
playing.
see blue?
You see how we're all pulling up? That's what I'm looking for here.
I love this part. And one of my favorite scenes was the boy, the little boy who's like, I guess, Simba in throughout the film, like mouthing some of the lyrics to Mood Forever. I'm like, come through. And his
Yes.
skin was just glowing.
Glowing, and he is
Wow.
act like his acting was 100. Like, wow.
I said, call him up, Netflix, call him up. His acting was 100. What a
All these young Black
project.
people.
Like, you know how many people are like, I've watched this thing 3 times now, I've watched this thing 5 times now. Like,
Yeah, too many times.
that's great. That's really, really great.
Too many times.
I'm so
I
happy.
all.
Was just gonna say, I'm so happy that she
I'm
put
so
it out.
happy. Yeah, I'm also here for only because not only but mostly because it comes after Brown Skin Girl, and I like the song naturally because I'm a Tiwa fan.
Yeah, you are.
Is
Can debate that later. Keys to the kingdom.
yeah. Honestly, I think people like really question, like people have complaints about that video. I
Oh
really
yeah.
like
Why? What, like, what's that? Do you remember some complaints?
Tiwa's parts and maybe how she looked. I don't remember. But I really like Mr. Easy. I like Mr. Easy's part. I liked his energy there and the little cute steps he did.
Yeah.
I really obviously liked the woman in the NYSC uniform and just her full presence throughout the whole video was fantastic.
It was really good. I think she was actually a professional dancer.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, like I think like a popular dancer. Yeah, just to remember her name. Anyway, but cool. That was also a really good video. You know, that song grew on me, and I think that video has now helped it to grow on me a bit more. Yeah, I like how Tiwa looked, sure. I thought she looked good. My Tiwa, whether or not I'm a Tiwa fan is up for discussion. I can appreciate that she did well. Oh, wait, you know who killed it? Yemi Alade. You know what? She killed it. She came to slay. She came to slay.
Which was also another dope ass video.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Like, Yemi came through. So many good things about the video. Like, we could spend a whole episode being a Black is King, and we don't want to do that to y'all. So.
Yeah, but you guys jump in. Like, tell us what you thought about it. How many times have you watched it? What were your favorite videos? Like,
I actually know a lot of people that haven't watched it because it's on Disney.
It's on Disney Plus.
As we know, not everybody is buying all of the many subscriptions. So,
that's the major limitation. If you really want to watch it, like, send me a DM. I'll share my Disney Plus details with you. I think I'm going to keep it for like another month or two. So if you, you can come watch it.
That.
I also think you can do a free trial for 7 days. So if you really want to watch it too, you can sign up for a 7-day free trial. Yeah. Don't say our faith pods never helped you with anything.
Don't say we didn't put you on.
Okay.
Yes. Should I tell you another highlight of mine, which is this Netflix show called Selling Sunset. I don't know if you're watching it.
Okay, you know what? I'm not watching it, but like I need to watch it because it's right up my alley, and like I keep hearing people talking about it, and it sounds great.
Yeah,
so I need to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast, but it's a real estate / drama show about folks in part of a brokerage and they're selling houses, lavish luxurious houses in California. And it's just like fabricated drama, like literally you're like, really, what's happening? And yeah, like, do you guys not know how to communicate? But it's entertaining. I enjoy it. I recommend it. Like, it's reality TV, but it's like entertaining reality TV. I mean, it's problematic on many
obviously
levels. And more recently, do you watch This Is Us? There's a whole drama because one of the cast members was Justin Hartley's ex-wife.
Oh, ex-wife, yes, I saw that.
And yeah, so there's a lot of conversation around that and how like some of her castmates like were reacting to her telling the story. And you know, I mean, I love reality TV, and sometimes I try to not take it too seriously, but it's almost impossible not to, because these, like, they are like, they're true reflections of how people want to, or people, how people engage actually. And you know, these shows get lots of followers and lots of like apologists, you know, that believe in these types of acts and things like that. So it does have an impact on real people. And so sometimes it's just irritating seeing how these people just act so ridiculously for TV, and so many things. But hey, I'm sure, like, I'm like, let me not spend too much time thinking about this because cannot be bothered. So that's just my thing. Right. It's entertaining and stuff, but sometimes it's just like, Why are you guys this way? Like,
acting like this. Yeah, I feel like, oh, isn't that the story of like just watching reality TV in general, where you're just like, wow, okay, like I'm getting my fix, I guess, but like, why? Why?
Exactly.
So, yeah, are those your
That's
highlights?
pretty much it. I mean, I just want to shout out this like Koroba song that Tiwa Savage has just newly released. Tiwa Savage is hella, well, hella problematic. I can't even begin. And
Hella.
thinking of Koroba as the song and, you know, some like the messaging behind it in a way, kind of normalizing, you know, sex work and things like that, but also knowing Tiwa's personality a lot of
Right.
times
How
on
she
these
speaks on
conversations.
these things. It's just like, darling, pick a side.
It's so stressful. It's so stressful because
Yeah.
again, it's these same people that support you, and Tiwa goes on this her whole key, you know, of just distract, like when women in Nigeria are calling for her support and calling for her vocal, like being vocal on some topics, like there's a way she just deals with it as if women are so antagonistic to her.
To her.
And it's a stressful thing to think about because those are the people that have supported her all the time from jump and until now.
It's so interesting that rhetoric that she has of like, it's never been women that support her. And I don't know the inner workings of her life in the industry, but like, I'm sure if you've had a few, altercations with some women, I don't think that it's fair to now state that like generally it's not women who support you. In fact, for me, that's just a bold-faced lie. So like I'm really tired of that messaging that she has, and then just her inability, like, you know what? Sometimes I'd rather Tiwa didn't engage with issues than to engage with them in the way that she does. Because like the last time when she was talking about, sexual assault and violence, and then she now started talking about like NEPA and lives issues. And I'm just like, what about talking about this issue means you need to now talk about all of the problems that Nigeria has? So that's my own issue with Tiwa, man. It's like I can enjoy her music, and sometimes even that, I'm just like, well, but I just can't get behind her messaging a lot of times, almost all the time.
And yeah, so that's a dilemma because Tiwa Savage, for me at least, just then releases hit after hit, and I'm just like,
Yeah.
my
Well,
good sis. And oh my gosh, she is just stunning. Like literally, I was watching
she's
Koroba's
beautiful, it's
video,
true. Oh, there's
and
a
I was
video.
like, yes. And I was just like, I don't get it. I don't get it. But yeah, those are all my highlights. A good segue I want to like switch over to you is talking about like people that like, you know, have this rhetoric that people don't support them when like it's the same people that support them. So with that, I'm just leaving it and passing on over
I
to
feel like we can
TSA.
talk about that with like, what? Let me just not name names, but I feel like I hear that rhetoric a lot, and I'm like, you guys be specific, like at somebody, okay? Because that's who you're talking about. It can't be us. It can't be us that are riding
Exactly.
for you every day,
Exactly.
or when you release new music. Anyway, speaking of music then, so Mofi already stole my first highlight, and I feel like we spent like 25 minutes talking about Black is King, which is perfect. It deserves all that time. But my next highlight is Burna's new album. And it is a highlight for me because first, it's been a while since I liked a Burna album on first listen. So I think the last album I liked on first listen was the one that had okay, I don't remember, but I think it was Outside. I was about to remember the song that I was really playing. But I think like that, like I heard it and like I was playing it nonstop for weeks. That is exactly how I feel about Twice as Tall. Like I've heard it on launch day and I have been playing it since it came out. It's like before I was listening to a playlist for my workouts, and now it's just like I just start from level up and just go down to like listen. It's I'm actually just constantly impressed by his talents. Like he's actually just really good at what he does, and it results in good music for us. Like I can't even be mad. I can't even be mad. Anyway, I know you've listened to the album, so what are you thinking?
Well,
Mophie's like,
I think this is one of the ones that I would need to listen to it multiple times, but also I guess engage with it through other people as well to really to really enjoy it in the same way. I guess I'm not really feeling the same level. I mean, not that he's not talented, like all of these things I agree with, but I guess more on a connection level, I haven't felt drawn to like listen to any songs like back to back and
Back
stuff
to
like
back,
that.
yeah.
But I guess the singles, Way Too Big, obviously, I
Oh,
think it gives the
way too
energy
big.
that people are looking for that I'm vibing with right now. So yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like this was the reverse for you and me with African Giant. It's like you were talking, you were like, African Giants, man. And I was like, oh, I need a couple listens. Like, I don't even have faves. And even after listening to it and kind of like picking faves, I still like some songs that bang for me now, or like whatever, like maybe last year when the album came out, I was like, oh my God, what is this? Like, I remember like skipping Secrets. I remember skipping like so many songs. But yeah, I'm really, really vibing with this album. Obviously, some songs I prefer way more to others. I think the first half of the album is easily a lot better than the second half. But yeah, I'm loving this music. I'm loving it. You know what? A question I have for you. Why do you think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that any like Nigerian artists featured on his album. Like, besides obviously he works with Lyric and like all the other producers, so there's Nigerian talent, but like other Nigerian artists, I didn't see any features on the album. I'm very curious as to why.
I don't know. I think, and I'm not a burner thought warrior. So this is just a very like preliminary like conceptualization of it. But I think, you know, in a way, people like to position either like a neutrality or an engagement with like Western artists as like a next step into like global you know, into global whatever that looks like. And perhaps my assumption would be like it would be because this is a project that Diddy and other folks worked on,
Right,
and
worked
maybe
on.
he has a different conceptualization of what his next steps look like. That would just be my first like from this jump, what I think.
I don't know, it's interesting. I guess I just expected, you know, like I like the features, of course, Sauti Sol, my faves. But yeah, I just was like, whoa, I don't see any Nigerian artists, even the ones that, you know, I guess like I see him be more like chummy with, like Wizkid, Davido. Yeah, anyway, who knows? The album is great. If you've listened to it, tell me your faves. I have a few early faves. Time Flies with Sauti Sol is like, I'm playing that song back to back. It's so good. Just makes me feel very happy. But yeah, anyway.
Yeah, that
But
song with Chris Martin though, man, I'm still continuously fighting my eye on it because hella confused. When I think of like maybe a contrast to the song is one of the ones on African Giant with his name Manifest, with Manifest. I think so. I think so. An African Giant, and for me, there was so much power listening
In
to
it.
two Black African artists like sing about like, you
That type of
know,
messaging, right?
yes, and like seeing Chris Martin on that song, I was like, I don't know what's going on here. And like, for me, it really not took away from the message because I don't think like we should invalidate the message,
Because,
because of his presence. But I did not understand it. It was confusing. As a medium or as a way to pass on like this type of message, but yeah.
I think on that level, I agree. But on the level of just like how the song sounds, like for me, another thing for me was that it sounded more like, kind of like how, you know, Burna is on that song with Sam Smith. It sounded more like a Coldplay song that Burna was featured, like it sounded more like it should be a Coldplay song Burna was featured on, as opposed to a song on a Burna album that, you know, Chris Martin is featured on. Sorry, I keep saying Chris Martin and Coldplay because Chris Martin is in Coldplay. Anyway, but yeah, I agree. I really like how the song sounds, but I can definitely, like, I'm 100% with you on that, like, on those feels.
I'm curious to see what the next steps for Brenna looks like post this album and this album. Where he's at right now and how it's going to, what it's going to look like for, like, I guess, Nigerian music, Afrobeat, just what his, like, Brenna, because, you know, you think of, like, people, like, anyways, I will leave it. But you know that there are certain, like, artists in music that they become landmarks for certain things, and that's what I'm curious to see.
Yeah,
where Burna's journey is going to take him in cementing who he is in Nigerian music, but also I'm curious to also maybe at some point in the future hear about his journey and hear about like his team and all of these things. Yeah. Like, what are the steps that have taken to get to this point? Because in the same way, and I was slightly shading Burna before, in the same way, I think there's this notion around, like, Nigerians and folks not supporting and his not music, supporting. Which I mean from wherever he sits, obviously he sees things differently, but I'm just curious to see what steps, because it's steps and you know, it's not about the consumers most of the time, you know, it's an industry and you need to make, like, it's working within that industry and whatever different types of access you have. You know how it puts, like, why is Burna's positioning different from Wizkid's positioning, from Davido's positioning, from Mr. Easy, from so many other people? That's what I'm curious. I hope someone makes either write something or makes a documentary.
I think that would be cool. I was going to say that I saw Diddy tweet something. I can't remember most of the messaging, but anyway, the point I want to bring up is, like, Diddy was like, oh, you know, he was happy to get a call from Burna. I was like, Diddy, you sure you're not the one that called Burna's cab?
No, you hit him up.
Diddy, you hit him up. Stop lying.
Diddy is reaching.
Diddy, you were like, yo, I'd love to executive produce your album. Stop it. Anyway, super happy for Brenna. I hope he can go on tour in some kind of way. I will be there dancing and vibing. And yeah.
For sure.
Those are my highlights, sweetheart.
Yeah. I want to do a plug that I feel like you're going to squirm at, but just mention. It was something I was going to talk about, but, like, you're glowing, like, you are glowing, and lots of skin glowing thanks to our fine sis on Instagram, Skin by Ekama,
yes.
So how, but in all seriousness, though, I think, you know, lots of folks are talking. I think it's important for women, especially Black women, talking about, like, skincare and, you know, all of the different, like, ways that we need to be, or we should be taking care of our skin, especially because we haven't gotten a lot of this type of, like, knowledge and a lot of things in the beauty industry is not necessarily talking to Black women. So how has your journey...
First of all, guys, I hate Mophie because for all the prep we do, she now sprung this one on me.
I remembered, but I forgot because I was going to bring it up in my highlights, but then
No, but it's good. And I think you're right, it's important. Like, for me, a huge, like, problem with my skin has been that it's constantly dehydrated. Like, I have dry skin, there's no news there, I've known that since I was a kid. And I've had problems with dehydration, and then the biggest Black woman problem, hyperpigmentation. It's like, we all have it, and then there are all these things out there that, like, try to, you know, help with it, and it's just one of those things that's really difficult to get rid of. Anyway, so my lovely sister, Skin by Kama, was kind enough to, like, she cares a lot about her skin, but she also cares a lot about my skin. She was like, yo, let's talk about, like, what issues you have. And, like, I've been doing some research, like, how can we get you to your best skin? So I think I'm just going to, like, quickly say two big things that have worked for me. is including more hydration in my routine. So like just having more steps that help my skin stay moisturized. Hyaluronic acid, moisturizer with like ceramides, hyaluronic acid in it, niacinamide, that's really good for like if you have oily skin, that's like a good oil control thing. If you have, you're suffering from hyperpigmentation, it helps to clear up those dark spots. And sunscreen. Sunscreen. There's nothing you're going to do in your skincare routine that's going to be helpful if you do not wear sunscreen. Like if you go out into the sun, it's going to make your dark spots darker. It's going to like just really mess with your skin. So you want to put on sunscreen. It's kind of stressful, I'm not gonna lie, because you have to actually put on a lot. Like if you don't say, if I think that if I don't say to myself this is too much sunscreen, it's not enough sunscreen. Like apparently you have to put like two fingers like worth on your face, especially if you're using like apparently if you're using mineral sunscreen, there's a difference to if you're using chemical sunscreen, whatever. But those three things, hydration, just something to help with your dark spots and sunscreen. Yeah, and just drink water and mind your business, really. Like the drink water part is what I'm more serious about, really. Like water is great. Like hydrate your skin, hydrate yourself from the inside out. And yeah.
Yeah, thanks for sharing tips.
Let's see. I still have a long way to go, but I'm really proud of where my skin is now. I feel like really like confident. Like I've always been okay not wearing makeup, but now I'm like, wow, like I'm really enjoying my skin. So yeah.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I just think my philosophy at this point for me right now is just, you know, sometimes I think like all of these like, you know, you have to have 100 and 100 things in your skincare routine to have like good skin. I problematize that, and I think personally I don't even like react strongly to them because I'm like, again, like access, like who has access to all of these
Right, to
things?
all of these products, yeah.
You can't tell me that you need to have all of these products to have like this, you know. So from like on one level, I'm just like, if it has to take all of these things and all of this money to do this thing,
You're
I
like,
typically wouldn't. But I also don't think that that means I have to like rebel and then neglect like my own skin, because I'm like,
Your
I'm
own
not
skin.
doing anything because
Yeah.
I'm fighting against this notion. So I
Yeah.
think like any one thing that we can, or any few things, however you want to conceptualize that, you know, that just like at the end of the day, it's your body, your health, your wellness, and it doesn't always have to be like, you know, there's people that have all of this amazing like looking skin, and they have so much access to so many things. They have
Yep.
access to dermatologists, they have access to like money, they have
Dermatologist,
access to so many things. So putting it in your own context, and for me, if that just looks like I don't drink half enough water that I should be drinking, and I'm like, if it's just for me to like drink enough water and even maybe just cultivate a habit of washing my face twice a day, then like whatever happens after that happens after that. But yeah, so I don't know what this rant was for. I think it was just mostly to just, you know, just think that it doesn't always have to be all of these 100 things, right? And that can look like small stuff, which go a long way, you know, which is even the foundation of many things, like
Of
hydration. Like just drinking water is
exactly.
like, and again, not even everybody has access to water to drink. Anyways, all of that to say, thanks for sharing your skincare routine with us.
Of course. And I mean, like, if it's helpful, you guys let us know. Like, maybe we can get Kamal on the podcast to just talk about like what she does and what she like advises that people do. If she can like condense things to make it seem more simple, because Mofi is right. Sometimes it's really daunting, like thinking that you have to use and have access to 8 or 9 ingredients just to like, you know, make your skin look great. And so, yeah, anyway.
And the educating piece, I feel like a lot of people haven't talked to a lot of like Black folks talking about like sunscreen. Like that's one thing that many Black people are like, nope, don't need this, got melanin, thank you,
Yeah,
checking
bye.
out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and
Yeah.
what products are, you know, more safe, you know, because some of these things, like lots of these things tend to be talked about by like white women. So like what products are safer for like darker skin tones? What products are safe, you know? So those are all like really important things. And yeah.
Yeah. Baby
Okay.
Girls wholesome podcast content.
Yes,
Cringe.
diversified. No
No one I say for it. Like no one asked you, but look at you.
one. 10 minutes spiel on skincare.
Love
That's what we
it.
do best. That's what we do best. All right, y'all. That is our highlights. We're gonna be back in a second with our game for this week.
So hey y'all, we're back with our game, and this time we're actually going to play a new game, one that was just like thought of. So how it's going to work, it's like a translation game. I'm going to read TSA or semi-sing TSA some lines of songs in Yoruba
Yeah.
and ask her to translate it or to guess what it means. I think I just want to ask you to translate it in the context of the song.
Okay, do I have to give literal translations or how is this working?
Yeah, sure, you
Or
can give.
like contact, like generally, what does do I think it means?
It depends. Like we can see how it goes, but like it can
Okay.
be like general, but it's not like just like vague, right?
Right.
Yeah, you
Okay.
can just say he's talking about his mother, for example.
Right, exactly. Okay. What do I get at the end?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. I don't make an
Like we'll
end
just
there.
see if anything, you just get to feel happy because that's a great accomplishment.
It really is, though it shouldn't be, considering that, I mean, we can launch into this whole conversation, but like after quote unquote learning Yoruba for 6 years,
Well,
like this should not be an accomplishment, but alas, it's going to be. Okay.
okay. So song number one is Wonderful. It's from Wonderful by Burna Boy, and the obvious lyric of "Anywhere I go, mulati cause my mommy won't want me leave me." Okay.
Okay, so he's saying, anywhere I go, molati bada sile me.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes, girl.
cause my mommy won't want me
Okay, sis came to just show you guys that she can speak Yoruba or can
Okay,
sing
so he's
Burna
basically saying, like, when he's outside, he has to behave himself because his mother is at home.
Boy.
Okay, I have no clue.
Yeah,
That's as good
you
as it gets.
can. So you got the last part, like where it says, like, my mom is at home, so my mommy won't
Okay.
leave me is
Okay.
my mom is at home. But he's saying, like, anywhere I go, I have to come back home because my mom is at
Okay.
home.
You guys, give me my flowers.
Wow.
It's going to go all downhill from here, I swear.
Okay. The next one is going to be from "Need You" by Fire Boy, and
Okay.
it's "Baby Shongbo, gbe mi loruko." That's the end. They're just those two lines.
Okay, Shungbo, that's like, have you heard me? Or do you hear? Can you hear? Whatever. Gbe mi loruko.
It's "gbe mi,"
Gbe
"gbe
mi.
mi," yeah.
Gbe mi loruko. Something name. Something about your name. Say my name. No, say in Yoruba is soft.
Yeah. Like
Okay.
call me by my name, kind of.
Sorry, guys, I'm so excited.
Look
Okay.
her, guys. Okay. So this one, and guys, I want to apologize actually that I tried, okay, my try was not really great, but I tried to look for more songs by Nigerian women singers,
But
and I don't have a lot of representation on here,
oh,
so
okay.
Yes. The next one, though, is by Adekunle Gold.
Okay.
And it's Pick Up by Adekunle Gold.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, actually, yeah. Okay, so it's Baba God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, my Yoruba pronunciation is about to be shit. Me, that I'm like, I'm trying to put yourself on blast now.
She's trying to put me on blast, but she's putting herself.
This is about to be a roast for me. Okay, so it says Baba God, Emino Ferrarangio, Dangote Olorimeji, Nabega de Bego.
Okay, wait. Baba God, Emino Fer. And you guys, I can't speak Yoruba. I'll just anyhow, I say it collectively. I'm not even close to Yoruba people. Please. I'm from the South, South.
Hey.
Yes, representing. Okay, sorry, say the first line again.
It mean not fair range, oh. Fair range.
Oh, range. That's, okay, he wants Range Rover now.
No, but why is he saying? He said, it mean not fair range. He's saying something.
It mean not fair range.
Mm-hmm. There's a lyric.
You will give me range. No, I want Range Rover. And now.
Well, like that. Okay, then he says Dangote
Olorimeji. Yeah, that one is easy now. Dangote doesn't have to him.
Okay, now. Well, you. Well, Tessa just hit the wall, guys. This is why, like, I can't be the only person seeing this because. That's stressful.
I'm so happy we don't do YouTube, lol. I won't even let you put anything up.
Okay. So he's saying, God, me too, I want to drive.
Okay.
So he's not saying, I'm not like,
fair. Warring.
Yeah, warring. Why is like, I guess, so, driving.
Okay. Wow. My song, my Yoruba game is leveling up just on this few minutes.
Okay. And then, yes, Dangote Olorimeji means. Dangote doesn't have two heads.
Yes.
The next song is going to be 1 Milli by Davido.
Okay.
And it says, Jekagba Dura, Kayewa Dara.
I'll be shouting this lyric. I don't know what it means. Please don't. Hey, if you see me outside shouting your lyrics, please front. Like you want to badura something.
I'm ashamed to know you.
Okay, we're going to enjoy. I'm going
okay.
to
okay, okay.
Kaye wada.
Mm-hmm. Wow, and I thought this was going to be an easy one compared to all the other ones that you've done.
It okay. just shows that my understanding of your advice is more complex, you know? Like, yeah, higher than Davido. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Jekag Bajura is Let Us Pray.
Oh, Let Us Pray. Oh, really? Bajura is Pray.
Bajura is Pray. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the process of prayer, because Adura is also like prayers, but Adura is like, I guess, doing it.
Okay.
I guess that's how I understand it. And then Kaye Wadara is that our life will be good.
Okay.
So let us pray that our life will be good.
Oh, wow. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, see? And you said your life is more complex than they were giving you guys prayers.
Okay, well, not bad. I'm not doing badly.
Yeah. Then like, okay, sure. Okay, one more.
Okay,
this is Bolanle by Zlatan.
So, do you listen to the song? Zlatan, Lara, Mali, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, Bolanle Matibera, Bolanle to Jen Jackpot. Can I add one more line?
I'm already decimated. I'm already dying. Ah.
to bari balale nisi ola o ti je gbogbo cactus.
You're so rude for this. You're actually so rude. This is a whole paragraph.
We can just do the first one, but I love this lyric.
Clearly. Okay, what was the first line? Because I've already forgotten everything.
Bolanle Matibera.
Like Bolanle is carrying something. What's she
yeah,
carrying?
She's like.
She's just like, okay, she's carrying shoulder.
Yeah. Like, she's pompous.
She's doing Shakara.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And then Bolanle to get jackpot.
Like she's like chopping money, chopping life. Is that kind
jackpot.
Of
yeah. Uh-huh. She's eating jackpot. Oh yeah. Tobari Bolanle Nisi Olon Oti Jack Bobo Cactus.
The answer is no, no. You're having so much fun, right? Okay. I have an idea for next episode already.
Yes, me too. For you, for me.
Yeah, I do. I have for you. Oh, okay, cool. We'll take this offline.
Yes. And okay, so that last line is, if you see Bonalie now, like, I swear to God, she's eating the whole of cactus.
As for cactus, like cactus.
Yeah. So like Bonali is a big girl now. That's what Zlatan is trying to tell us.
Okay. All right, Zlatan. Nice one.
Yeah. So
okay, how did I do?
I think you did well. I mean, I wasn't taking scores, but I think, I don't know, maybe the people can tell us. I think overall.
Yeah, like not I give bad. You an A like for obviously. Effort. If you speak Yoruba, you know, say if you saw Yoruba, you might not really think that I did so well. That's your business.
I was like, wait, if you saw Yoruba, I was like, what do you think? Yes, you
but
did
as
so
for my
well.
People, thank you, boo. Thank you. Yes, it's your turn next episode. I can't wait to die of laughter.
Oh my gosh. This was great. This was so fun for me. I was
yeah,
like,
this was so
song.
Much fun.
And writing the lyrics and having to pause it and write the lyrics.
Yo, you took the piss with this last one. You said.
I was like, my Romani didn't let me be great. So.
Yeah, well, Mali, I can't even hear the Yoruba in his songs. Like, at least I didn't go David. I can hear the Yoruba. Like, I can't hear what he's saying.
Wow. Okay.
Nice one.
Okay.
Y'all, thank you so much for listening. If you've got to this point, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. We're there at Our Favorite Things, and that is favorite with a U. We're also on Spotify, Anchor, and Google Podcasts, where you can download and listen to our episodes at any time of your choosing. We're on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at Our Fave Pods. Come say hi. Join the conversation from our episodes. We're always like willing to talk to you guys. Mofi, where can everybody find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter, I'm at Miss Badmus, and on Instagram at Mofi's Book Collection.
All right. And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter. I'm there at TIIESE. And you can also read my travel blog, samefootprints.com. Until next time, y'all, stay safe and don't forget to find something to be grateful for. Bye.
Bye.